Item 22 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, providing an informational report on the concept design plans for renovation of the McKinley Marina parking lot. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Who's taking it? Mr. Healy?
Yes, sir. I'll get started while Laura's queuing up. We've got a PowerPoint for you. Basically, this is an informational report. Last year, 2013, we put quite an effort forward into looking at our McKinley Marina, its strengths and weaknesses, and tried to come up with conceptual master plans for how we might move forward to address those shortages. We put together what I think is a really great team. We had a design concept where we solicited requests for proposals. We got somewhere between 9 and 13 different engineering firms that were interested in working with us. We selected what we think was the best and spent the better part of the summer going through many steps to arrive at a master plan. And I'm just going to sort of click you through this. I don't mind, I guess, if there's questions as we go, but I'll try to walk you through this. There's the site. McKinley, we focused on the marina itself. As you're all aware, we've done a lot of improvements over the last 10, 15 years on the lakefront. The one element that's really remaining out there that we haven't put significant efforts into is the McKinley Marina itself. And you can see the green on all sides, the great things that have happened at Bradford. And we sort of look at this as the keystone on the lakefront. And so it was really a worthwhile effort to go through and look at how we might move forward with finishing the lakefront, if you will. So we only looked at the marina itself. There was a previous study done in about 2000 that looked at McKinley Marina, McKinley Park, Veterans Park, the bigger picture. We focused on basically the box in red. And I will add at this point in time, we didn't look at all at the waterside improvements. Those have all been addressed. We've reworked the pier sections and all that over the years. So what we're really trying to deal with is what, by and large, is a giant asphalt parking lot. And one of its biggest problems is its overall condition and the fact that stormwater that runs across the site goes directly to Lake Michigan, either through pipes or just through runoff. There's been no attempt to, over the years, to capture, treat, do anything with that water. So it does have a negative impact on water quality in the area. So not only did we want to look at a better plan for this, efficiencies of movements, looking at things that we do and don't need, as we move through the process, we put a heavy focus on best management practices, which in this case are basically different tricks and techniques that we can utilize, engineering strategies, to capture stormwater, treat it, hold it, absorb it into the water, basically with the intention of reducing the quantity and the pollutants in that water, thereby helping the Lake Michigan water quality. So as we move through the whole thing, I'm sorry, Laura, can you just go back? First thing we always do in a design is basically site analysis. We look at what's there, physical buildings, the infrastructure, the condition of the pavements, how it's currently being used. This is just a summary of it. We did soil borings to ascertain where water levels were. This area of the lakefront has issues with a lot of fills that have been deposited over the years. So we had to have a thorough understanding of the site, how it was used, and its physical constraints. On, please. A lot of meetings. As you're all probably well aware, public outreach is a significant thing with anything we do in the parks. Everybody seems to have an interest in them. So we had a whole series of meetings. We started with the stakeholder meeting number one, and that was to deal with not so much the park users, the general public, but those people that are there on a daily or very regular basis. The Milwaukee Yacht Club, the Roundhouse, the concessions operator we have in there, certainly our staff. We brought in the Milwaukee Police and Fire Department. We brought in the sheriffs, the parks rangers, everybody that we envision having a role down there, a significant role, and basically said, here's where we're going. What do you think? What are the biggest weaknesses we need to address? And we'll talk about what some of those things are, but improved access, circulation, restrooms were some of the things that sort of rose to the top. We followed up. We established a internet database of everybody who was interested, and all you had to do was reach out to us, and we'd dial you in. We invited all these people to meetings. We put out newsletters. We had interactive website where you could go on, see where we were at. The idea being is that we didn't want anybody being surprised, and when we were done with the design, that we truly had public buy-in and a viable solution moving forward. So you'll see a whole series of public meetings, newsletters, just in the interest of keeping the public educated and informed. We clicked through. These are some of the people, again, that were involved in it. And, again, it's the day-to-day operations. It's the safety and service of the facility and neighborhood groups. So we went at several key intervals and had these presentations where we showed them where we were going, what we were doing, and, importantly, at every step of the way, solicited input that will help drive the design. Some of those meetings culminated in a design charrette, and basically what that was is our design team, our experts, myself, staff from architecture and engineering, the consultants, and other DNR, a lot of people involved. And we came in and we sort of rehashed everything we had seen, what we had with the site, and the whole purpose of a charrette, which is basically an informal design session, is we just kicked around a lot of ideas, worked with tracing paper, and came up with different solutions, which led us to basically three solutions. We'll talk a little bit, but again, public outreach at all stages of the process. Three options we came up with. Option A was sort of let's replace what's there. Option B was let's replace what's there and do some enhancements. And then I guess option three would have been state of the art. Neither of those was selected. If you want to move on, basically we ended up doing a hybrid of all three. There was a lot of things, and there still are other opportunities to improve on this, but here schematically you're seeing the major nodes, the activities, where people go, where they're trying to get to, how they get there. We've got huge issues with circulation because of pedestrians, bicyclists, automobiles, boat trailers, semis. There's a lot going on there. This is the hybrid, the consolidated plan that we came up with. It's been very well received by everybody. If you'll notice, the main feature is we kept the main entrance out at Lincoln Memorial and Lafayette Hill Road where it is, and reconstructed a central sort of curving road that went between the street and the marina itself with several key intersections along the way to try to divert people. So historically how it worked is sort of everybody came in and found their way to the boat launch and then went back to the areas they needed to be. So if you were to scrutinize this, you'll see that one of the first things we try to do is move people off to the right that are on their way to the yacht club, people off to the left that are utilizing McKinley Beach and the amenities to the north there. That takes a lot of the traffic, if you will, out of the actual operating part of the marina, which is the launch. So that allowed us to get rid of bodies, boats, and automobiles. And then as you get closer to the launch, you'll see a circuit of one-way loops where people can come in, pay their fees, launch their boat, pull around, park, and then access the different pieces. So very important part of this was improving the circulation system that's in there, defining things. And then you'll also see an introduction of a lot of green space, and that's the best management practices. What we tried to do is find a way to capture all the rainwater that falls on the site, all the water that runs to the site, capture it and treat it using these best management practices before it's released to Lake Michigan. And it's particularly challenging at the boat launch, which is a big slab of asphalt that drains right straight up the lake. Some details we can click through to see, but again, we're trying to separate the different uses. On the left here, you see an area that's basically green space now that really serves as a functional crossroads between Veterans Park and McKinley Park to the south. So what we wanted was a strange connection. Pedestrian and bicycle traffic is extremely significant down there, and it's one of the things that we wanted to deal with. We wanted to keep that traffic out at the street so that through traffic for major events, wasn't having to deal with boat launching and all of that. So we're going to click through a couple of details. This is an example of the engineering on best management practices, and there's a lot of techniques that we can utilize. On the right, you're seeing pervious pavements, which allow water to move through the pavement rather than across it, be absorbed into the ground using bioswales in conjunction with pedestrian promenades. There's a whole bunch of techniques that we can utilize. And I will digress for just a moment to say, we were talking about grants earlier. The Fund for Lake Michigan provided a $100,000 grant for this design study. So basically they were picked up, and their focus again was not so much in our redesign of the marina, but these best management practices and how can we clean the marina up and thereby have positive impacts on the lakeshore. Here's just a perspective of what this might look like when we're all done. We've got a sea of asphalt out there now. A lot of it goes away due to efficiencies in circulation. We've isolated people and have the opportunity to use these best management practices as aesthetic improvements, if you will. Better views, better experience, cooler, breezier, a very nice environment, we'd like to think. A lot of issues out there. For those that have been down there, there's much that happens. Long-term storage, short-term storage, boats that are prepped for the winter, boats that are prepped for the fall. We tried to accommodate improved high-tech components for each of those. So boat storage and slip parking are very essential to the marina and to our tenants there in particular. Here's looking more at the roundhouse where we have our public interface and, of course, the boat launch. You'll see, and there are some pretty well laid out one-way loops that allow boat traffic to come in, unload, park, move on, and not have to interact with everybody else in the park unless they wish to. This deals with a lot with people. If you see, one of the first things we've done is brought them over to Bradford Beach, which is to the north and right. I'm sorry, not Bradford, McKinley Beach. And the idea was is those people are using the beach. They shouldn't have to go through the whole working marina to get there. So we've actually sort of created a bunch of mini areas or mini parks within the larger. These are some of the areas that we just looked at, the details. Again, trying to improve access to that water's edge because it's where everybody wants to go while at the same time minimizing conflicts between all the different users. Site improvements. Basically, we're looking at all new infrastructure for the park, new pavement, these best management practices. We've done some research on what we could do with fish cleaning stations. There's some other models that have been put out there. Boat wash is a very important source of pollutants to the lake. Recently, the marina was nominated as a clean marina, so we wanted to focus and play on that some. So we've tried to address in here all of what we heard through all these public outreach meetings. We need this. We need that. We don't really want that. And this is sort of a consensus plan is what we've come forward with. Traffic circulation, as I mentioned, is greatly improved in this means safety and efficiency. Parking, we've got about the same amount of parking all said and done. Again, part of the goal was to reduce the amount of pavement, improve the circulation within, and provide enough parking for the year-round uses that we have. Interesting quote from some of our stakeholders. For many, this is one of the first locations they may encounter in the city of Milwaukee, and this should be planned as a picturesque and interesting first view for those individuals. Again, it's that gateway to the lakefront, and we think it has great promise in the future. Did a phase one final report, all pulled it all together, came up with the designs, worked on budgets. Right now, this is sort of where we're at, as we wanted an opportunity to present this to you. Get any feedback that you have. We now need to explore how we might make this a reality, funding opportunities. We spend a lot of effort watching the different grant programs, nurturing partners, MMSD, others that are also interested in clean water. So we're hoping that this process helps us in those agreements, that we can get people to understand what a great resource we have and how we can make it better while improving water quality and not have the county to have to pick up the entire tab on redevelopment of the site.
Would you have any observation, or perhaps Director Dargle, on the comments made earlier by Supervisor Jerzyk regarding additional staff and the potential benefits that might hold in terms of grants?
We do have a request that we're going to try to work with the DAS budget on asking for another position to do you know, the planning and development projects that we have in the wing now, and adding that position would be beneficial, and we can use the grant funding and capital projects to fund that position versus a tax levy.
We'll emphasize that as a prelude to the budget discussions that will be forthcoming.
Yes, we do currently track just about every major grant program that's out there looking for opportunities park system-wide, so certainly additional staff is going to help, but we have learned that we need to work with partners, but at the same time, many of these grant programs also require local match. They're not a free ride, and it's typically not 100% payment.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Haley, I've been on this committee a long time, and today is the first time I heard about the design charrette. And then this is another new one, the boardwalk pedestrian promenade. So thank you for increasing my vocabulary with this. This comment may seem a little, I don't know about sarcastic, but I think it's one that we need to... I think that anytime you talk about the lakefront, Mr. Chairman and committee members, you know, with this whole culture thing, you know, and preserve our parks and the map from the 1800s, you know, and anytime we're going to do any kind of work that is close to the body of water, I think that we need to be cognizant of that because, you know, it's clearly been in play at least this one time with the transit center, that location and stuff. But, you know, the lakefront, I don't have to say to everybody, is long. It's huge. And so I hope that it doesn't continue to surface, but I think that because it has, we should be aware just be ready to address any of those issues.
And I think it's important to underscore that the public trust doctrine is essentially responsible for the open and accessible lakefront we currently have. And I have a theory that, along with the sinking of the Lady Elgin, going down to the Lincoln-Douglas debates, a group of young Milwaukee Irish foundered off Winnetka, Illinois on the way back, and the loss of life was tremendous, 300 and some people, most of them of childbearing years. And demographers claim that had that not occurred, Milwaukee would have been the Irish capital of the Midwest, and that we probably would have followed suit, I would extrapolate, and be much more like Boston and built to the shoreline and all private development than the permitting, as this did, the ascendancy of the German socialist traditions that gave us our park system as we understand it today. So that's, I think you're right. We need to be mindful of the public trust doctrine and all that has been garnered is of great benefit to the community in its application over the last many decades. And the modifications that are currently being made or have been made by the state legislature in an attempt to treat a constitutional issue with budget amendments. That's my commentary for the day. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll borrow your soapbox for 5 minutes. On this item, in fact, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to praise Mr. Haley and all his staff, Ms. Thompson, if she was part of it. The changes that you've outlined here, I know some of what their direct benefits will be. I spent actually a fair bit of time at McKinley back in the 80s and also in the past decade waiting for the bus to go up to UWM from the parking lot there. And my one thought while standing there in the bitter cold some days was, this is a huge sea of asphalt. I got to do something about it. And so I'm glad, Mr. Chairman, that my election to the county board led directly to Mr. Haley's actions.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. No. Seriously. Well, I don't think I had anything to do with it. I want to thank Mr. Haley and the Parks Department for their work on this, because what you've outlined here is going to save a tremendous amount of runoff from going directly into Lake Michigan, where we have bioswales on South 6th Street in Milwaukee. Just a few bioswales are saving tens of thousands of gallons of rainwater from directly entering, say, the storm sewers. And, of course, it all feeds into the Oak Creek or the KK from there. So this will be a great win for us in the long run. Nationally, I'm cognizant, as is my esteemed colleague from wherever you are, Mark.
Very esteemed.
Yes. Of the costs of this. So I know not every bit of it's free, but thanks for finding the grants wherever you can. I know I've heard Mr. Keegan go on at length about the grants that he strives to get and helps strive to get. So keep at it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
If I might just one follow-up since we're here, because we may well be back in another year with a similar success story. The process worked very well. We are now doing this for South Shore Beach Marina and parking lot. We just went through the RFP process, have selected a design team, and we'll be following very much the same model because it did work so well with the public outreach. So we hope to have similar results for South Shore for you next year.
Very, very exciting proposals here. Thanks for the good work on that. If you'd extend that to all those who contributed, and we'll look forward to South Shore. That's going to be exciting.
Good.
Thank you. That item was informational. No action is necessary by the committee. And we will move on to our last item number 23.